It's a typical February afternoon here in the wilds of northern Michigan. The sky is overcast, it's a brisk 20 degrees, and the ice on Black Lake is frozen solid. The nearest town's about 20 minutes away, but this whole area is buzzing with activity. Each day, hundreds of fishermen are out on the lake. They come here from as far away as Ohio and Indiana. Most are drawn here because it's one of a few places left where you can still practice the traditional sport of sturgeon spearing. Gary Roberts owns the Black Lake Hotel and rents ice fishing shanties to anglers through the month-long sturgeon season. He's driving his pickup truck across the frozen lake, pointing to a cluster of shacks in the distance.
And we're going to go into this big city over there. See that big city? Okay. My shanties are all scattered through here.
Roberts cuts big holes in the ice with a chainsaw, then places the shanties on top. That allows the fishermen to sit inside and fish protected from the elements. Sturgeon spearing is an unusual sport, but then again, sturgeon are unusual fish. They date back to prehistoric times, can live to be 100 years old, and can weigh over 100 pounds. But Robert says the chances of getting one are pretty low. In an average year, only about 15 fish will be speared on this lake, and it's not unusual for some fishermen to come year after year after year and never even see a sturgeon, let alone spear one. Robert says today's not looking good.
It's been a very slow day today, for whatever reason. Nobody's seen anything. Very discouraging. So they'll be drinking more today, but tomorrow might be a better day.
Most of the anglers admit it doesn't really matter if they nab a sturgeon. Gary Roberts says they're really here to get away from it all, hit the bar, and have a good time.
Most guys out there are just having fun and do walleye. If they get a fish or see a fish, that's a plus. If they get a sturgeon or see a sturgeon, that is a bigger plus. You know, so they just come up here to have fun and just enjoy the outdoors.
Most of the anglers here are men, but sturgeon spearing is a tradition among many local families, and there are a few women who are just as hooked on the sport as the guys. Brenda Archambault is one of them. In her jacket pocket, she carries around a picture, a prized photo that shows her posing with the sturgeon she got on opening day, 1995. It was 69 inches long and weighed 69 pounds.
I thought it was cool because I think there's only about a handful of women in the state that's ever gotten them, and one is me, my mother-in-law, and my late grandmother. That's kind of cool.
The sport is extremely challenging. A sturgeon spear is big. It's got 7 tines and weighs up to 35 pounds. You've got to thrust it down into the water using both hands with as much force as you can muster. There's about 50 feet of rope attached to the spear. Once you've jabbed a sturgeon, it'll keep swimming and fighting. And Brenda Archambault says it might take an hour or more to get the fish up through the hole.
What happened to me was my leg started shaking, and my heart started racing, and I almost, like, couldn't breathe. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I grabbed my spear, and I threw it. And I pulled back up on the rope, and I looked down there, and it was on the spear, and I went, oh, my gosh. I still couldn't breathe at that moment. Yeah, unless you've been there, I don't know if you can understand, but it was a life-changing moment for me. And let me say, I've traveled a lot in my lifetime, and this is one of the top 3 things I've ever done. It was awesome.
Back out on the lake, Terry Weir and a couple of his buddies are waiting for a chance to catch their own prize fish. The first thing you notice when you step inside one of the rented shanties is the huge rectangular hole in the ice. It's about 4 feet wide and 10 feet long. Weir keeps the lights off to reduce glare on the water, but daylight filtering in through the ice outside helps light up the hole, making the water shine a bright, eerie green. It's like looking into a big aquarium, and you can see all the way to the bottom of the lake. Terry Weir's been staring into this hole for almost 8 hours.
So how's it going?
Okay.
Have you seen anything?
Not much. Just kind of stare down at the bottom of the hole.
How long have you been here?
Since daylight.
That's a long time to look in a hole.
Certainly is.
Have you ever seen a sturgeon?
Uh-huh.
You ever speared one?
Uh-huh.
What was it like when you saw one?
Well, they just kind of go through kind of quick.
What'd it feel like to you, though?
It's exciting.
You sound excited.
Well, we haven't seen much today.
This is the fifth year Weir has made the trek to Black Lake for sturgeon season. It's become an annual tradition that lets him escape everyday life and immerse himself in the culture of the North. And even though he and hundreds of other fishermen didn't catch anything this time, they can still go home and tell their family and friends about the big one that got away. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Sheboygan, Michigan.